Hi, thank you so much for joining. This is Pastor Patricia, and the message today is healing is available. Thank you, Father God. I'm asking that you have your way. We need you, each and every one, in every situation of our lives. I thank you for the healing that you have available to us and for us through faith in your Son, Jesus. Glory to God. In Jesus' name, amen. James chapter 5, verse 13. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. 14. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. 15. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Verse 16, confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. I think about how the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And sometimes that portion of scripture is quoted. Yet the first part of that scripture, confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. That part A of the scripture is usually not quoted. Sometimes we sing songs, pray for one another. Sometimes those who are in leadership, those who are elders, will pray for those who are sick and even anoint with oil. Praise God. And this is what the Word of God says to do. Yet we don't do the other part. Praise God. The healing that God has for us is available. Sometimes we may have thought we've forgiven. You know, I remember the statement, forgive and forget. And I think about how important it is for us to do a part before that. It's a part before that. Because I believe some may feel, I have forgiven. And this is first to me. It's not to point the finger. Why? Because this time you may be feeling like, it's all forgiven. It's all gone. It's what they say, water under the bridge. You know, they say it's all forgotten. But yet it's not. Because it's still there. It's still there. And part of it is because we never acknowledged it. We never addressed it. What happens sometimes is it's being stuffed. And sometimes even decades might even go by. Hallelujah, we need you, Jesus. And then it's still there. And so before we can forgive and forget, we must acknowledge and address it. And so it tells us to be able to, we can go to that person. We go to the person, even in Matthew chapter 5, that says you come there and we come to offer our gifts before the Lord. And if you remember that you have your brother have ought against you, your brother has something against you, you go to them, you leave your gift at the altar, you go to them and you be reconciled. Guess what God has for us? So I wanted to be speaking regarding a message or messages as God so will, regarding the fact of the healing that is available, because there's things that's as far as with the church, that I believe that we have some hurts there. We have some things that may be hindering us because we're not doing some things God's way. But he lets us know there's healing available. And so we have to turn around and say, what am I not doing? Turn to God and say, help me to be able to do your will, your way. And so here are some of the things that I believe that we should address. Glory to God with God's help. And by his grace in Jesus' name. And that is the love, understanding about love. What love really is, what does that look like? It's not just a word. It's not just a saying. Isn't this not fuzzy feeling? Love, understanding what love is. Also, meaning understand about the fact of a lack of repentance. Glory to God. The next one is about forgiveness. Unforgiveness is taking place. And being able to come the way God says to come. These are some of the different things, as well as also the isms or the schisms, the divisions, the disunity. So I ask that Father God help us to be able to address these different concerns so we can be able to come to one another and have that reconciliation, to have the healing that is available to us, that his word speaks of. We need you, Father God, help us to walk in the healing that you have available for us. In Jesus' name, amen.